Dairy farmers looking for answers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
No, we're still hanging in there. We're talking to other companies, DFA. We're trying to talk to Maryland, Virginia, and just trying to get a door opened up.
Dairy farmer Caleb Watson and his brother Josh of Loudoun County were one of 10 Tennessee dairies that were just recently given a 90-day termination notice by Dean Foods that they would no longer be purchasing their milk. That comes at a time of already low milk prices being paid to farmers.
Been here since around 1920, and then you get a letter and say you got 90 days. It's pretty tough. You got to make a lot of decisions. I've been deciding whether I should sell calves and cows right now since the meat market's a little up, because you wait to the end and so does everybody else, and it's going to flood the market. So there's a lot of decisions to be made. The best thing we can do about it right now is pray and help the good Lord make the right decisions, help us to give us the minds to make the right decisions.
Watson and other dairy farmers have been struggling for years with low milk prices and higher input costs to produce that quality milk. That's helped to diminish the number of herds down to only about 260 statewide now, and even with an oversupply in the market, lower exports, and decreased domestic consumption, he still has hope to continue the family business. And that's one of the positive aspects to come from this current challenge.
Dairy farmers are stepping up online and sharing their story.
Denise Jones of the Dairy Alliance, that represents Tennessee dairy farmers, says she's seeing more farmers reacting and reaching out to consumers with a simple message.
And what more of a great message could you have than having our consumers support our dairy farmers directly by buying more milk? It doesn't matter what brand, it doesn't matter where it comes from, but drink more milk. Help increase that demand for our fluid milk and all dairy products.
And a good message indeed to support our dairy farmers, and proven over and over how good it is for you. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.